I would like to be able to say that back in January, when I started thinking about the theme for our confirmation service, I was remembering that this was Earth Day. But all I was thinking about was how wintry it was outside. People were talking about the possibility of warm weather, but the landscape was still barren and gray. The only signs of green were in the evergreen trees, reminding me that even though nature seemed lifeless and cold, the trees were still alive with promise. This brought to mind Psalms and scriptures that allude to the idea that in order to flourish, we need to be rooted in the solid ground of Jesus Christ. Helping to provide a solid, nourishing foundation in God is the whole purpose of our church and our Christian education program. In confirmation, we seek to affirm that this foundation is secure. Along with Christian parents, our greatest hope here at Parkdale is that we will help to raise young people who, as the psalmist says, delight in God's ways and who are like trees planted by streams of water, who yield fruit in season, whose leaves do not wither, and whatever they do prospers. So for today, the tree symbolizes our life in Christ and our dream for these six young people who will be confirmed today, but also for everyone in our community.
Once, there were three young trees growing on a hilltop, dreaming of what they could become one day. The first tree said, "Someday, I wish to be made into a box.
But not just any box.
I want to be the treasure chest of a wealthy man. I will have ornate carvings on my sides. My clasps and hinges will be made of silver. And I will hold within myself gold. Diamonds. Rubies. And pearls.
The most precious treasure in the world.
The second tree said, "Someday I wish to be part of a boat.
But not just any boat.
I want to be the mast of a great sailing ship in the Royal Navy. I will stand planted in the deck. The mainsail will pull against me. And together we will draw the ship through the waves so smoothly that the king himself will be able to sleep on board,
even in the darkest storm.
And the third tree said, "One day I wish to remain a tree. But not just any tree. I want to grow so straight and so tall that I will tower over the clouds, and everyone who passes this hill will see me standing here, pointing the way to heaven. Years passed.
Seasons came and went.
Then one day, three woodsmen came along carrying axes. They cut down the first tree.
They cut down the second tree.
They cut down the third tree.
And the first tree was carried to a carpenter's shop. There, it was trimmed of its branches and stripped of its bark,
and was made into a box.
But not the treasure chest of a wealthy man. It was made into a feed box for animals and placed inside a barn.
The second tree was carried to a dockyard. It, too, was stripped of its bark and trimmed of all its branches, and was made into part of a boat, but not the mast of a great sailing ship. Instead, it was carved into a wooden bench and nailed in the back of a fishing vessel.
And the third tree, when it was stripped of its bark and trimmed of its branches, it proved too flawed for common use. So it was covered with a tarp and laid aside in a lumber yard.
More years passed. Seasons came and went.
And then one day, into the barn where the first tree lay, now a feed box for animals, there came a young woman.
And a young man.
And that very night, the young woman gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in soft clothes and laid him inside the box.
And the dream of the first tree came true.
more years passed.
And then one day, into the boat where the second tree was now a wooden bench, there stepped a young teacher. The boat was sailed to the middle of a lake, and there the teacher fell asleep on the bench with his head on a cushion. A terrible storm arose. Waves crashed over the side of the boat. The fishermen on board, in fear for their lives, awoke the teacher, who stood, and with one word, silenced the winds and calmed the waves.
And the dream of the second tree came true.
For that day he had carried the king of all kings.
And what of the third tree? Well, the day came when soldiers found that tree and laid it across the back of a wounded man who struggled to the top of a tall hill where the tree was planted once again.
And the dream of the third tree came true,
for he towered over all else.
And all who passed the hill that day,
and all who have passed it since, can see
that it points the way to heaven.
I am so grateful to Camille and Julie and Roger for spending so much time and many practice hours putting that drama together. Such talented people are a pleasure to direct, and I thank them for it. I love the way the story of the drama unfolds with the dreams of the three trees. They have such hopeful, grand plans for themselves, as we all do, young or old today. We often believe that we know how God will want to use us. When we are young, we are just starting to learn what our gifts and skills are. And when we are older, we sometimes believe we have that all figured out. It is a wonderful thing to have ambitions for what we may do for God. And I'm pleased to be able to say that every one of our confirmands expressed that he or she believed that acts of compassion or service would be important parts of their Christian lives. When we participated in the spiritual gifts inventory, some among them were identified as ones who might have gifts for ordered ministry, evangelism, and teaching. But you'll notice that as the story of the three trees unfolds, though that we find that their dreams were realized in very different ways than they imagined. God took their ambitions, turned them upside down, and delivered great destinies, far more interesting than their original hopes. Our prayer for our youth is that they will remain trees, planted by the streams of living waters, that they will not be moved, but will grow in accordance with God's great story, according to their unique personalities. This will be our prayer for them to the end, in blessing and in storm.